91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we hang out with our friends from the University of Arizona. I talk to them about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Today in the studio, I'm joined by Des Coleman. Hi, Des.
Hi.
Des, are you working in a lab?
I am. I work in a medical pharmacology research lab. We study pain medications. Specifically, we are trying to essentially replace opioids.
That's a good goal.
Yeah.
I've heard lots of things about green LED lights. And
yes, actually, our department does that. Dr. Mohab Ibrahim, his brother had headaches often. And so his brother would go into nature and he would find that his headaches were relieved. Dr. Ibrahim was trying to figure out why is that. One day he had a headache and went into a forest and noticed that the green light of the trees was actually potentially a reason that his headache was relieved. And so from that, he started looking at the green light in animal studies.
It's a soothing kind of light, apparently.
Yeah.
So Des, what's your project focusing on?
My project focuses on the nerve pain caused by HIV. When you have HIV, the virus attacks your immune system, specifically your brain and spinal cord. And so when these are inflamed, it causes peripheral neuropathy, which is nerve pain throughout the whole body.
That's intense.
Yes.
And so a lot of people would turn to opioids for relief from that.
Naturally. Opioids are prescribed for this pain very often. And one problem with opioids, besides the obvious addiction, is that they cause something called hyperalgesia. This is when, after taking opioids for so long, the natural receptors in your body become overactivated. It ends up actually causing more pain in the long run. This causes pain to stimuli that normally wouldn't, such as just washing your hands with warm water.
It makes the pain stronger, basically.
Mm-hmm. After chronic usage.
What kind of options are you looking into?
That is the really hard part, because there are a lot of current pain medications, but those do not do a sufficient job in relieving this pain. If we understand the molecular mechanism, what happens in the cell that is causing this pain, we can create and develop a new drug that will block these pain pathways so that they don't have to actually take necessarily pain medicine, but it will prevent the pain.
Solving mysteries.
Yeah.
On such a tiny little scale, but then with such a huge impact at the end.
Exactly.
Major rewards there. Thank you for the work that you're doing in the lab.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I'm going to take some time off and apply to medical school.
That sounds like a pretty solid plan.
Yeah. Need a breather after college.
Yeah. They call that the gap year, right?
Gap year. Yes.
Hey, Des, you ever listen to music?
I love music. One of my favorite artists is actually Carrie Underwood. I know she's very popular, but what I really like about her is that a lot of her songs actually tell a story, and they step away from the generic just love songs, but go on to say deeper stories about different things that happen in life.
Oh, thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me.